Greetings, radio friends. This is Dr. William R. Glaze coming to you with a special announcement. And as I give this announcement, I want to ask you a series of questions. Have you ever had to minister to someone who just lost a loved one? Have you ever found yourself helping saints work through some church conflict? Have you ever had to work with some youth as they dealt with their specific issues? How about have you known a married couple who were having some difficulties and they asked you to come and talk to them? Or maybe even there was a blended family that you had to minister to. Maybe you found yourself coming up a little short in the area of what to tell them, especially in reference to what the Bible says. Well, we have good news for you here at Bethany Baptist Church. We are having a biblical counseling conference. It's going to take place April 11th through April the 12th. The theme for our conference is help, hope, and healing for the hurting. The passage of scripture that we are using as a foundation is in the book of Isaiah, chapter 61 and verse 3, which says, "To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness." That is to bring help, hope, and healing to the hurting. So if you attend this conference, you will be equipped from the scriptures to minister to those who are grieving, to minister to blended families, to minister to someone going through church conflict, to minister to a couple who is in conflict, and ministering to youth and their specific issues. To find out more about this biblical counseling conference, and let me say this, you don't have to be a counselor to come to the conference. This conference is for lay people. And so we want to encourage you as a lay person who finds themselves in the midst of helping those who are hurting. We want you to come and get equipped to do ministry as the Lord has called us to. For more information, you can call 412-246-4463. That's 412-246-4463. We look forward to seeing you at the conference. God bless you today as you listen to the broadcast.
Hello and welcome to the Anchored in Jesus radio program, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder and dean of the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. Thank you for joining us today for the conclusion of The Gift of Mercy. So let's rejoin Dr. Glaze for the conclusion of The Gift of Mercy.
And he said, "He that showed mercy on him." Then said Jesus unto him, "Go and do thou likewise." Father, we come to you today. And Lord, I pray that you would allow this message to arrest the attention of the young and the old today. Lord, there is a message in this. Even though we are talking about the gift of mercy, there is a message in this for all of us, Lord. Father, we live in a merciless world. Lord, all we got to do is turn on our TV and look at politicians and how, Lord, there's just no mercy there at all. How that the news media just takes no mercy at all. They just rip into people, Lord, and people rip into each other. And Lord, that seems to be the order of the day. And I pray today, Lord, that you would allow us as Christians, Lord, people who name the name of Christ, Lord, the Christ who is the God of mercy, Lord, that you would speak to our hearts today. Let us not walk out of here, Lord, with the same old hard hearts, critical hearts, apathetic hearts. Lord, break us down today, Lord. Take the hammer of the Holy Spirit and break our hearts down today, Lord, and allow us to see mercy and allow us to understand what mercy is and help us to be more merciful in our dealings with each other and even with the world. As we open up the word today, we invite the congregation to come and dine. The master's calling, come and dine. You can feast at Jesus' table anytime. He who fed the multitudes and turned the water into wine, come and dine. the master's calling coming down. Lord, feed us from your table. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. If you look at your notes this morning, we start out with the meaning of the gift of mercy. Well, a person that has the gift of mercy, what does that look like? Mercy is the divine sensitivity to feel sympathy and compassion for those who are hurting and the ability to provide care for them. Somebody has said that mercy is compassion in action. The biblical concept of mercy, and I want you to get this now because this is where we're going to be most of the morning. The biblical concept of mercy conveyed is the idea of being emotionally touched by another's need and reaching out to meet that need. Being emotionally touched by another person's need. Mercy precipitates the fact that somebody has a need, somebody is in trouble, somebody is hurting, somebody is down and out. Those individuals need mercy. And the fact that our hearts are touched by them, the person that has the gift of mercy, when their heart is touched by a need, they reach out and they meet that need in whatever significant way they can. Now, I don't know about you, but my heart was grieved this past week. And it just absolutely blows my mind. And maybe some of you saw it on television where a guy was in the street having an epileptic seizure. How many people saw that? That was terrible. That was terrible. A guy was in the street having an epileptic seizure, and somebody came along, saw him laying there, cameras on him. He didn't know the camera was on. And instead of helping the man, reached in his pocket and took his wallet. That's unbelievable. That is unbelievable. And it just goes to show how that we live in a society where people have no mercy. And Jesus has called us to be a people. If nobody else in this world has mercy in their heart, it should be the children of God. You know, I think of a song that I heard during the 70s by Three Dog Night, and it asked the question, how can people be so heartless? And the song went something like this: how can people be so heartless? How can people be so cruel? It's easy to be hard. It's easy to be cold. How can people have no feelings? How can they ignore their friends? It's easy to be proud. It's easy to say no. Compassion, mercy. This is to be one of the qualities of the child of God. And isn't it ironic that God wanted to make sure that there was mercy in the body of Christ? So what did he do? He gifted some people with this gift just to make sure that it would be in the body of Christ. But yet and still, not only did God put people in the body of Christ with the gift of mercy, but God wants to make sure that all of us, to some degree, exercise mercy in our spirit. You see, the problem is that some people see mercy as weakness, and they don't want to exercise mercy because, you know, it makes me seem like I'm weak. It makes me seem like I'm powerless. So, you know, that term mercy, I don't know if I feel comfortable with that term mercy. You know, I thank God that God is a God of mercy. And God, his mercy never fails. The writer of Lamentations said, it's because of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. His compassions, they fail not. They are new every day. Great is thy faithfulness. We live in a day in which there's a term that is floating around among people, especially those who are in the caregiving profession, and it's called compassion fatigue. And it's actually, you know, people are getting burned out because they have exercised compassion. You know, people that are counselors, people that are, you know, helping people, pastors even sometimes, you know, get burned out with compassion because their compassion just wears down. You know, I heard the story about a man who was at the St. Patrick's Day parade in New York City.
And as the parade was going on, there was a family that went by him. And this guy was poor, and he was out on the street begging. And he said, "May the blessing of the Lord who loves you, and may he bless you with joy and wealth, and may he bless this fine family, and may good things follow you all the days of your life." And this family, as this man, this homeless man said that, he was holding his hand out. And they just walked right by and paid him no attention. And then he said, "And I pray that the blessings of God never catch up with you." And so you see, sometimes, man, people are just heartless. We lose compassion. We turn on our TV. We get our mailboxes. I know just phone calls, missionaries wanting to come by, phone calls, people raising funds for this need or that need, things coming in the mail, telling me about some hungry children in Africa, some homeless children in India. And you know, we get bombarded with all these things. And, you know, sometimes it's easy to be like that family, just to walk right by and not let it grip your heart. But we have an example in God. Wouldn't it be something if God looked down on us in all of our need and he just kept walking by? We would be a sad people. Christ is our example of the person who showed mercy. Remember the woman taken in adultery when the people of the city gathered together and they wanted to stone her? And Christ showed her mercy, and Christ said to them, "He who is without sin, let him cast the first stone." And the Bible says that one by one they all left. And Jesus said, "Where are thine accusers?" And she looked around and they were all gone. And he said, "Go and sin no more." Christ is our example of mercy. He healed the blind. Blind people sat on the side of the road. And what did they cry? They didn't say, "Have grace." They didn't say, "Bless me." They said, "Have mercy on me, oh Lord." And Jesus touched them, and Jesus restored their sight to them again. The impotent man who every time the waters would be troubled, he couldn't get down into the water because people would beat him down there. And what did Jesus do? Jesus came by and touched him and had mercy on his soul. Are you reflecting the mercy of Jesus? I was reading a quote this past week by Gandhi. And Gandhi said this. He said, "I like your Christ, but I do not like your Christians. Your Christians are so unlike your Christ." Wow. This is the observation of a person outside of Christianity. And yet and still, Jesus is our example, and Jesus was the one who was merciful, and he showed mercy, and he is the one that we should pattern ourselves after. But Gandhi said, "I like your Christ. I like your Christ because your Christ is merciful, but I don't like your Christians because your Christians are so unlike your Christ." As we look at our text this morning, we see a couple things about people with the gift of mercy. First of all, people with the gift of mercy have a sense when people are hurting and in need, or somehow they are led to them. Look at verse 33 as we look at the parable of the Good Samaritan. "But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him." The man was beaten. He was laying on the side of the road. A priest came by. He kind of gave him a glance. A Levite came by, and he kind of studied the situation a little bit more, but both of them just walked by. And finally, a Samaritan came by. Now, keep in mind that Jesus takes the most unlikely individual to stop and help this Jewish person that had been beat up. Samaritans were half Jews and half Gentiles. And there was a great conflict and controversy that went on between the Jews and the Samaritans. And so when Jesus gets ready to show mercy and they ask, "Who is your neighbor?" And he's trying to show the person that takes care of the needs of others, this is the neighbor. He goes from left field and he gets an example that's way out there. And he pulls in a Samaritan and he says, "Look, this guy was the one, the most unlikely person was the one that stopped." God has a way, this person with the gift of mercy, God has a way to get them to where a need is. Or sometimes the person with the gift of mercy can just sense when another person is struggling and has a need. You know, oftentimes, you know, there's these ships. I think there's like 38 ships around the world, and they're called mercy ships. And these mercy ships bring in dental supplies, medical supplies, food, water, clothes, all kind of stuff to different places around the world where people have needs. And these ships sail in port, and they come in, and they take care of the needs of the people. And I was thinking, isn't that what the church should be? The church should be a mercy ship. That we're not sailing around the world, but the church should be a mercy ship where people who are hurting can come and get their needs met. And, you know, sometimes when I look at the people of God, you know, we don't even want to know if somebody else hurting. You know why? Because once again, it goes back to that whole idea of compassion fatigue that, you know what, oh, man, you know, this person just got too many needs, and I just don't have the time to deal with them. You know, we hear about people that have needs. We hear about people that are hurting. And, you know, instead of us, you know, sliding to them, what do? We do the Michael Jackson moonwalk away from them. You know, we try to go in the other direction because, you know, it just requires too much. You know, I just don't have the energy. I just don't have the time. And so instead of the mercy ship of your heart sailing to meet the need, the mercy ship of a lot of people's hearts sail in the other direction. And God has placed you here to help. But the person with the gift of mercy, when they come upon these needs, that they are ready and willing to meet the needs when they come into contact with them. The second thing we see about the people with this gift is they have compassion for those who are hurting and in need. They have compassion for those who are hurting and in need. It says once again, but in verse 33, but a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. See, I know this is a parable, but yet and still, God got him to the place because he knew that this man was going to do something. He got him to the place, and people with the gift of mercy get to the place where people who have a need are at. And it says, he came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him. What did we say compassion was? Compassion is feeling something in your soul, being emotionally moved in your soul, and then reaching out to meet that need. That is compassion. Many of us are like the priest. We just kind of skate on by because it's going to require too much of us. This guy was a priest. He was the man of God, a Levite. He came, he did a little bit better because he looked at the situation and examined it, and maybe he said something like this. Well, you know what? You know this is a bad road anyways. You know you shouldn't have been coming down here. And where's your peace at, man? You know not to come down here without a peace. You know there's fools out here waiting to jump on you. What's wrong with you, man? He might have gave him a lecture. The Bible does say that the Levite did look on the situation, whereas the priest kind of slid on by. But the bottom line is that he still didn't help. But the Samaritan, he was moved in his spirit. There was something that touched him down in his soul. And then he was compelled to respond. And the people with the gift of mercy, not only do they feel it in their spirit, but they also reach out to meet the need of the other person. And you know, just think about when you hear of something that just kind of troubles you in your soul, and the person with the gift of mercy, when they hear it, it's like 10 times as heavy in their spirit. That when they see of a need and they hear of a need, man, it just weighs them down. Emotionally, it just begins to get to them. And because they got the gift of mercy, they can't rest. They can't focus on anything else. They're driven to go and meet the need that's there. So they have compassion in their soul. The third thing about the people with this gift is that they reach out in a meaningful way to those who are hurting. Look at verse 34. And went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. See, he just didn't say, God bless you. He just didn't say, okay, well, look, you lay here, and I'm gonna send some help back for you. But the need was right there. He reached down. He picked the man up. He put him on his beast. He took him to a place where he could get help. He didn't just run his mouth. People with the gift of mercy just don't run their mouth. As I've said before, it don't cost anything to run your mouth. But when you got to get down and you got to pull people up and you got to lift them up on their beast and on your beast and you got to take them to the end so that they can be taken care of, that's a little bit more than just feeling it in your spirit. See, we could have stopped there and said that mercy is just feeling it in your spirit. But mercy is more than just feeling it in your spirit. Mercy is compassion in action. You're compelled to go forth and respond to the need that's before you. So you reach out to those who are hurting in a meaningful way. The next thing is that, not only that, but you give up yourself and your possessions to help an individual. Look at verse 35. And on the third thing about the people with this gift is that they reach out in a meaningful way to those who are hurting. Look at verse 34. And went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn and took care of him. See, he just didn't say, God bless you. He just didn't say, okay, well, look, you lay here, and I'm gonna send some help back for you. But the need was right there. He reached down. He picked the man up. He put him on his beast. He took him to a place where he could get help. He didn't just run his mouth. People with the gift of mercy just don't run their mouth. As I've said before, it don't cost anything to run your mouth. But when you got to get down and you got to pull people up and you got to lift them up on their beast and on your beast and you got to take them to the end so that they can be taken care of, that's a little bit more than just feeling it in your spirit. See, we could have stopped there and said that mercy is just feeling it in your spirit. But mercy is more than just feeling it in your spirit. Mercy is compassion in action. You're compelled to go forth and respond to the need that's before you. So you reach out to those who are hurting in a meaningful way. The next thing is that, not only that, but you give up yourself and your possessions to help an individual. Look at verse 35. And on the next day, when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, and he gave to the host, and he said to him, take care of him, and whatever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. You see, he reached into his pocket. He gave of himself. People with the gift of mercy are not trying to give somebody else's money. People with the gift of mercy are not trying to cast it off on somebody. Well, you need to go talk to so-and-so, or you need to do so. People with the gift of mercy take it personally, and they want to be personally involved in meeting the need of that person. And so they give of themselves, and they give of their possessions. And then the last thing we see under this point is that, and I like this right here, they show concern for those who are hurting until they get back on their feet again. Look what he says at the end of the verse. He says, take care of him, and whatever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. He was going to hang with this brother until he got back up on his feet again. And people with the gift of mercy, you know, they just don't get you started and then drop you off. But people with the gift of mercy, they might come by and see you laying on the street, and they might make sure that the paramedics come by, take you to the hospital, but they're going to be at the hospital waiting to meet you, and then they're going to make sure that everything goes all right, and then they're going to go home. But when they go home, they're not going to forget about you. They're going to either come and see you, or they're going to call you on a regular basis. A person with the gift of mercy will not just drop you. A person with the gift of mercy will stay with you through the end. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah, we got, you know, over 400 members in this church here. And Pastor Glaze, to be honest with you, you know, I just can't stay with you all the way. I'd love to stay with you all the way. I really would love to stay with you all the way. But I just think about, we had 2 people that passed away last week that I had to minister to. We had people dying at the beginning of the year, people in the hospital, people that are coming needing counseling. Pastor Glaze can't stay with folk all the way. But God is touching somebody out here, that you'll see somebody that's hurting, somebody that lost a loved one, somebody that might be in the hospital, and maybe you might have the time where I don't have the time. You can stay with them the whole way. You can ride with them. And that's what the person with this gift, thank God for you.
Thank you for joining us today on the Anchored in Jesus radio program. We hope you were challenged by today's teaching. Join us next time for the first half of The Gift of Leadership. If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes and outline of today's teaching, The Gift of Mercy, you can contact us here at the Anchored in Jesus radio program by calling 877-831-5060 and request The Gift of Mercy or program number 080427. Again, that's 877-831-5060 and request The Gift of Mercy or program number 08427. If you would like to make a financial contribution to the program, you can send it to the Anchored in Jesus radio program, 7745 Tioga Street, Pittsburgh, PA 15208. That's the Anchored in Jesus radio program, 7745 Tioga Street, Pittsburgh, PA 15208.